Like a few other buildings at Fair Park, the Pan American Arena appears to be among those built for the 1936 Texas Centennial Exposition. In fact, the bulk of the building actually debuted several years earlier. Centennial Exposition architect George Dahl simply added an Art Deco facade to that original building to give it the Texanic look that it has today. Still, it is one of the 30 historic structures at Fair Park that remains from the 1936 Texas Centennial Exposition. Today, the arena serves as home to multiple livestock barns that are in use during the State Fair of Texas. One section of the arena also serves as the headquarters for the Dallas Police Mounted Patrol. One interesting piece of trivia, when architect George Dahl added the facade to this building, he repositioned the entrance to the arena so it would line up on an axis with the north entrance of the Cotton Bowl and the entrance to what is now the Museum of Nature and Science's Science Building, located all the way across the lagoon. Between the Pan American Arena and the Food and Fiber Building, you'll see a small series of low porticos. Called Crafts Village, it is where craftspeople display their handiwork during the State Fair of Texas. Most of this village was built in 1972 after fire destroyed an older poultry building. However, the section of the village closest to the Food and Fiber Building dates back to the 1930s, evidenced by a mural inside the portico. The artist Carlo Cimpaglia painted this mural. Ron Corning, Channel 8 News, Fair Park.